Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And right now on the phone, the RLPA CEO, Clint Newton, joins us. Hello, Clint.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Nice to have you on, mate. What, you were just driving around and you heard us and you called in? This is a pretty important one.
Like anything in rugby league, sometimes your weekends don't end up how they planned. So just one of those mornings.
Well, you don't really get weekends in rugby league, unfortunately, Clint. Listen, mate, I just want to ask you.
No, we don't.
So why are you looking to now have Peter Vlandis removed? Why such an extreme action?
No, well, I think it's an extreme, extremely big speculative comment, you know, because that's
well, Danny Wyther wrote that in the Sun Herald today. So you're...
Yep, no, and that's fine, and I'll answer it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not about overthrowing people. The players are not wanting to control the game. We are about securing the best outcomes for the game, players, clubs and fans, you know, and again... This isn't about any one person's view. It's my job to take forward the collective view, and that's what we plan to do. Okay. I think we've just got to bring this back into focus. You know, Paul.
No. Well, if you're securing best outcomes, why would you want Vlandis removed?
Well, that's the whole point, Paul, is the fact that that's been said, but that's not what we need to focus on.
What do you need to focus on then?
Well, this is about, you know, working through a process, you know, and ensuring that we have a genuine and respectful opportunity to have dialogue in advance of any...
Let's leave the corporate talk alone and tell us the nitty-gritty. Yeah. No, I don't want, you know, outcomes and all that sort of rubbish. Just tell us what he has done that has upset the players so much.
Well, this isn't about any one particular decision. This is we've got to this point, really, because of the reality of all of this is that it all goes away if there's a choice to communicate and engage with us more respectfully and listening to players.
So, how many more weeks while you sat down and went through the process and all that and had the meetings and all that, how many more weeks were the players prepared to cop concussions while you sat down and negotiated was always going to be the outcome anyway, that you're not allowed to tackle high?
No, Paul, you just sort of took it back to there. As I said, it's not about...
Well, this is what's driving it, though, Clint. This is what's driven it.
Paul, I know you're on radio, and I know...
Don't talk to me like that, Clint. Don't talk to me like that.
No, what I'm saying, Paul, is...
No, we'll just answer the question instead of all this corporate gobbledygook that you're spruiking. Tell us in real terms what the problem is.
We've had this conversation before, right, about you not allowing people to speak. And if you're going to get me on
Clint,
the show...
Well, say something. Okay. Say something. Don't sit there and talk all this stuff that people need a manual to figure out what you're saying.
But this is the problem, Paul. Emotion takes control, like you are right now. Let me speak, and then we can work through it. Okay? So the players absolutely appreciate the concern on their health and safety, you know, and on policy enforcement. I've said that time and time again, and I've said that to you in private conversations about this isn't about that. We understand the rationale. They were your words that you and I discussed.
Yep.
And I absolutely respect that. So let's not misrepresent the situation about that this is about the crackdown. It's not. The players are frustrated at the moment, and we've made that clear to the NRL. And if I'm being honest, we shouldn't be here speaking about this right now. That we've got an opportunity to improve what is currently going on and allow the players to have a voice and be engaged up front in the conversations when decisions are made that impact on them. That's what we're trying to focus on.
Clint, can I ask you one simple question? Do the players want Peter Vlandis removed as the Australian Rugby League Commission chairman or not?
That's not my understanding. My understanding is that players, and I've spoken to a number of players this morning, is that they want change in how things are being worked through. You know, and again, that's my job, is to make sure that we're not putting out there in the public domain any one person view that gets represented as the collective.
Well,
why are these
players then, Clint, speaking anonymously? Why not have the courage to put your name to your quotes? And to your point about speaking collectively, they have not done that. They've gone off reservation and they are speaking individually but anonymously. And it's pretty gutless, to be honest.
No, I think that, like anything here, Paul, no, I don't think so. I think in the game, like we have to allow people to speak freely. You know,
well, they're not speaking freely. They're speaking under the cloak of anonymity.
Again, just let me get through it. And that's fine. But in this game, plenty of people have done that before, Paul. And there's lots of things that can have consequences.
But they're not also paying. Clint, listen to me. I'm not going to let you go and say these rubbish comments that go uncontested.
That's not. No, but
so if I want to interrupt, I'll interrupt when you say something that's rubbish.
Well, how you're behaving at the moment is where we need to be.
Mate,
it is. So let us work through it, okay? There will always
be different opinions. We don't want to go around in circles, Clint. With respect, we don't want to go around in circles with answers that don't actually say anything.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, there will always be different opinions and perspectives between individual players. There will always be that. And I'm not going to muzzle players, because the moment you do that, you're taking away people's rights to speak, right? So at the end of the day, our role, like I've said, is to represent the collective. Players want an improved process that allows them to feel properly respected. And that's what we're going to work through. That's what we've committed to work through with the NRL. I've spoken to Peter and Andrew about that. And at the end of the day, we've got to this point because things haven't been worked through.
Okay, Clint, so if this is about what's best for the game,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling us that the players are there for what's best for the game,
mm-hmm.
why not just get on board?
Get on board with what?
With the crackdown on the high tackles. Why do not the players say to themselves...
I just spoke to you before, it's not about just the crackdown. They understand it, and they are supportive of all the things that are going towards health and safety.
So, Clint, just so we understand it in black and white, what are the other problems then? What are the other grievances?
Well, the other grievances are around, again, how decisions are being made.
So it's lack of consultation.
No, forget consultation. It's down to allowing people the right opportunity to engage in respectful conversations. And that's what the NRL have committed to work through. You know, again, the word consultation, unless you actually align on the definition of that, then that can mean all sorts of different things to people. At the end of the day, this is about giving us a genuine opportunity to have a say on things that impact on the players.
Right. And so what guarantee then, if you get your consultation, given the players haven't bought in so far on this isolated crackdown, why...
I'm using this as an example.
Because it's the most recent example, Clint.
You can't bring it back to just one thing.
What else, other than what else? What other things?
That we've worked through. And we've expressed that, and now players, yes, have spoken freely and openly in recent times, and that's okay. You know, I think we just have to make sure that let's bring it back into focus.
Right. Can I ask this, right? What about the appreciation and the respect for the fact that while mm-hmm. a lot of industries, thousands of people around the world last year, millions of people around the world were impacted mm-hmm. by COVID-19, had to sit down, had to stop being paid, had to forfeit hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. What about the fact that Peter Volandis fought tooth and nail to get the game back up and running as quickly as possible because he realised that if we had a sit down of any longer than 6 weeks, that it was going to be sayonara all over and it would take the game years and years and years to recover. And the players wouldn't have only been taking 20% haircuts or whatever it ended up shaking out as, it would have been mm-hmm. a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, and listen, at the end of the day, James, I think everyone, you know, got on board with trying to save the game last year.
Well, no, they didn't, Clint.
There's no appreciation of that now.
No, let me just say this first.
I got a question asked to me. Let me finish it. And then we can work through your question, right? So at the end of the day, everyone got on board last year. The players, the clubs, and the administration. We all collectively worked together to get the game back. The players chose to take the field in uncertain circumstances where they weren't 100% sure of the impact of what COVID was going to provide. They also agreed to save the game economically by agreeing to a new set of financial arrangements that went a long way to save the game and the clubs. That's the role that they play. Everyone played their role.
Okay.
Peter's role as chair and the leader of the game at that time was to try and get the game back as quick as possible, which he succeeded because everyone bought in, they knew what roles they had to play, and the players played a significant role in doing that.
Yeah, and in that role and in those negotiations, the players who professed to be thinking about the welfare of the game and the welfare of each other tried to argue that the 30-man salary cap be reduced to 26, so you lose four players. So the bottom four players were going to lose their
No, that's wrong.
Clint, I can. I'm not going to name the player on air, but I know it happened. And you guys, if you're going to sit there and say this stuff, then at least be upfront about it.
But
you also
want
to reduce development players from five to two. And Volandis was the one that looked after the working class player, the bloke that's on the bottom end of the salary cap, and actually insisted that it's not going to get dropped from 30 to 26. It's going to stay at 30, and development players are going to stay at five and not get dropped to two, which would have only saved money for the big end players. But instead, they had to take something of a haircut. But the fact is this, that the senior players who are supposed to be representing everyone as a group were pushing for that, and Volandis was the one, and the NRL was the one that said we're not going to do that. So the players sit this. Well, you're just going to deny it, Clint. But
no, I'm not. I'm going to tell you what went on.
You said that the players is not about the crackdown. Luke Keary, who is linked to this, who's been named as part of this, said on radio on Friday it was about the crackdown.
No, it's not.
But he said that, Clint. Yeah, so you tell me it's not about that, but your own players. So whether you lost control of these guys or not, I don't know. But the fact is your own players are seem to be pumping out messages that you're now refuting. So I don't know where it's getting lost in the message process, but the fact is you say it's not about the crackdown. Keary said on radio it was.
At the end of the day, mate, like, if you want to have a respectful conversation with someone, you don't just keep talking over the top of people.
Clint, you're doing a pretty good job of it.
You've asked me three separate questions in a space of 1 minute. You know, so let me go back to the whole part about the player contracting system. It wasn't about removing it. It was about apportioning those contracts into the State Cup, which would have allowed them to continue to get contracted. It wasn't about
they didn't play in the State Cup. Come on.
What?
The State Cup didn't play last year.
It was for this year. The revisions were about for this year. Not for last year.
Which takes them out of the salary cap.
No, it takes them out of the cap, but it reapportions their money over into the State Cups. It doesn't lose employment, right?
So the other side of that is that the 9.5 million salary cap then gets split between 26 players instead of 30. And given that the higher paid players are the ones with all the bargaining power, they were the ones that were set to cash in on it.
No, but
and they're the ones that are chipping to you, and they're the ones that are in on the committee, and they're looking after themselves and not the lower paid players.
I couldn't speak highly enough about our senior players at the moment, and I think that it's disrespectful to say that our leadership. To say that our leadership group at the moment don't care about the players at the bottom. They couldn't be more selfless with how they've worked through things where they had an opportunity to take a bigger slice. They didn't. They had an opportunity by Origin.
They pushed for the opportunity. They didn't have the opportunity to knock it back. They pushed for it, and Volandis knocked it back.
You weren't in the negotiations.
Look, I've spoken to enough of word.
You're getting one side of the information.
Right, and you're not.
And you're misrepresenting the situation.
No, I'm not.
You are. Yes, you are.
There seems to be a gross lack of gratitude coming through here from the players, given everything that Peter Volandis did and the administration at the NRL did to try and save the entire rugby league playing group last year from having to lose millions of dollars like a lot of other people around the world
did. We've gone through this question, and I said everyone was a part of that process. Everyone played a significant role. And the players, you know, arguably had a disproportionate role to play in it based on what they had to do. And it's not about lacking gratitude. It's about not just continuing
disproportionate. People lost their jobs, Clint.
No. It was about
people
our industry.
People still unemployed from it.
It's about our industry. You know, players were acutely aware of what was going on
around
them. What
about Canterbury? Everyone at Canterbury, all the football department, all had to basically work for nothing.
Yeah, but at those that didn't lose their jobs. Players took on the responsibility to do what they could to save the game, and that was to take the field and agree on a new set of economic standards that had previously been
there's
agreed
There's no
to.
Doubt, Clint. But to hold yourselves up as doing something more noble is a bit much.
No, I didn't say more noble.
Well, no, I know
that's what you said.
But that's what you're representing.
No, I didn't. I said it was disproportionate because of the role that they played.
We'll wrap it up. Can we just clarify, please, Clint? Do the players want Peter Volandis removed as the Australian Rugby League Commission chairman or not?
That is not what has been said to me. And so what they're wanting is a change with regards to how things have been worked through, and that's what the NRL have committed to doing, is to work with us. Our job is to bring forward the views of the collective.
So where
and
did
that
this story,
is important to have respect.
Where does this story today come from? Comment. Where did the story today come from then? Who's broke ranks with the, with the anonymous players talking to Weidler, saying that they want Volandis out? Who broke ranks from your organisation?
Well, it wasn't about our organisation.
Well, it was because it's the player.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we have 480 players plus another 80 to 100 women that we represent. At the end, everyone has a right of free choice, and if any one individual feels, that's okay for them to feel that.
Okay,
way.
Why wouldn't
and
they
then
name
we bring
themselves?
Forward, we bring forward the views of everyone, and then we take that forward to the NRL. That's our job. Our job is to work with the current administration to get the best outcomes for the game.
But see, Clint,
and I think we did a damn good job last year in working together.
We get mixed messages.
Get the best outcomes for the game.
We get mixed messages. See, the players have been saying for the past few weeks it's too difficult to change tackling style overnight, and yet in the next breath we're told that with some consultation they'll help the NRL achieve this. So what would be said in the consultation that would magically enable them to change their tackling styles overnight, which they can't do now, and which would all be resolved if they did just change their tackling styles now?
Again, we're going back to this.
No, just
well,
it's a simple question.
No, okay, well, the simple question is the process wasn't done to the best of its ability.
No, we know that. We know that.
Right?
But what I'm saying
and
is if the players were...
About that, Paul.
I know. You say
right,
it wasn't...
Right, so you agree.
No, I'm saying the process...
You agree that the process didn't follow... to the best way it could have.
According to you, I don't
know.
Sometimes I like a boss is the boss. Okay,
you've said it too. But it wasn't the right process.
No, I didn't. I've never said it wasn't the right process.
And we can work through that. And that's what we've said to do with the game. Because at the end of the day, what we needed to do was to ensure that players had an opportunity to work through it, understand it, get on board, which they are on board with, to make sure that we don't have a situation like we had 2 weeks
ago.
So
why have they not got on board, or why can't they understand it after 3 weeks? And what part of consultation would actually fix that?
In what regards?
The players are saying with consultation. You just said right then, with consultation, the players could have worked to achieve what the NRL's after.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't they do it now anyway that the NRL has implemented the rule?
Well, because they're trying to, Paul. But at the end of the day...
So why would the consultation change anything?
Well, the consultation means that we have a better chance of success, isn't it?
How?
Well, because at the end of the day, if let's use the terminology, the example of government, right? So if they wanted to introduce, the crackdown on mobile phones, do you think that what process did they work through? They allowed people to understand what they're bringing in. They put a definitive date down and they worked through it. And then what they did is they allowed
everyone to understand.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
This but is concussion players' was brains.
No, but concussion was no bigger issue on May 4, April 15, January 30 than what it is now, right?
But when
if we wanted to get the best outcome, which was compliance, which was to ensure that everyone understood what was going on.
They do understand.
Process,
they understood after
process,
the first week, and instead of accepting
process,
it, they argued and bitched and moaned and continued to
when your
take on the NRL.
When being changed around you without being worked through, we're going to fall short on the outcomes that we're looking to achieve. That's the reality of it. And at the end of the day, that's the opportunity. We can do things better.
But
and that's the opportunity that will come from this.
Clint, it's Gordy, but isn't it? But when it's changed for the better... and it's about their safety. Don't you think that every player should be on board anyway?
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, Gordy, no one's not understanding the value of protecting player welfare, player health and safety. And we've done countless things to work through that. It's not just about this one matter.
Well, what are some of the other issues?
We've spoken about those, like about the working through when you're changing rules, on players and working through that process and listening to them about their grievances and feeling like they've got a voice. And that's the part that if you don't feel like you're being listened to, then there's going to be a breakdown. And like I said before, this comes all the way back to just communication.
But there's more stakeholders than just the playing group.
And there are other stakeholders that will be looking for the same thing. So at the end of the day, we can absolutely use this as an opportunity to say, are we getting things right at the moment? And I think if everyone looked at themselves with some humility and with some respect of all parties, you'd be saying, no.
Okay.
Things aren't working through to the best of our ability to get the best outcomes.
So what are you doing?
We can commit to that.
What part of exploring ways to remove Peter Volandis that the RLPA is supposedly exploring right now, according to this morning's story, What part of that? What are you doing there?
No, you said the RLPA are exploring things about removing.
Well, that's what Wyatt wrote.
I've not explored things.
Well,
about
he says
Peter.
The players are doing that, and he's quoting anonymous players who are part of your group.
Players are doing that, but at the end of the day, that's players are entitled to have their view on how they see the game operating. I know for a fact, players are not wanting to control the game. They're not wanting to have, have a massive overthrow, because that's not what our business is about. That's not how our organisation runs. You know, so at the end of the day, all stakeholders are going to have to work through it and come up with ways to make sure.
Why not just get on board, given the decision's already there?
It's not about this one decision. You keep going back to this one decision. It's about a whole raft of different things that I'm working through with the NRL that you're not privy to make sure that we can engage in a better way to get better outcomes. That's what this comes down to.
All right. Well, Clint, we'll let you go, mate. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on today, and the best of luck with it.
No, not a problem.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.